John 14:28-31. I am going to my Father. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers to grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. Again today, I encourage you to prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord today. God is pursuing a love relationship with us. He said he would make his home with us if we love him and obey his commands. What an amazing promise. As we study God's word today, let us remember that the one who gave us the scriptures is living in us. Let's pray. May you speak to us through your word today, and through it may we experience more of your indwelling life. In Christ's name, amen. John 14:28-31. I'm going to my Father. These last four verses in John chapter 14 are a sort of summary or conclusion to all that Jesus discussed in this chapter. Verse 28, you heard how I told you, I go away and come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I said, I'm going to my Father. For the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Jesus told them again that he was going away and that he would come to them. Jesus said if they loved him, they would be glad because he was going to his Father. Jesus was returning to his place with the Father with all glory, power, and authority. Jesus set aside that power, authority, and glory when he became a human being. He was returning to his Father, who, he said, is greater than I. In other words, as a human being, Jesus set aside power and position and took upon himself a lowly position as a humble servant. Since the Father retained all authority, power, and glory, he was greater than Jesus the man when he was on this earth. When Jesus returned to his Father, he assumed the position with his Father with all authority and glory that he had before his incarnation. The phrase from John 14:28, the Father is greater than I, has been challenging and confusing to many. I will attempt to explain this in more detail at the end of this section. Jesus told his disciples in verse 29, I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. If Jesus had not told his disciples that he is going to the Father, they would have been very confused when he disappeared. But he explained to them clearly what was going to happen. He told them he was going to his Father so that when it happened, they would understand and believe. Verse 30, I will no more speak much with you, for the Prince of the world comes, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father had commanded me, even so I do. Arise, let us go from here. As I pointed out several times, Jesus talked about the Father in almost every chapter of the Gospel of John to this point. We have seen that in John 14, every section focuses on the Father. The titles for these sections are as follows: Living in the Father's House, Doing the Father's Works, The Father Gives the Holy Spirit to Live in Us, and the last section, The Father Makes Us His Home in Us. Now in verses 28-30, Jesus concludes by focusing on his Father again. In these four short verses, he said, I'm going to my Father. The Father is greater than I. I love the Father, and I do what the Father commands. Throughout the Gospel of John, the central theme is about Jesus and his love relationship with his Father. That is what he wants for us as well. The Father is greater than I. I thought it important to give a clear explanation of these words from John 14:28. The Father is greater than I, and hope this is helpful. Meditation question: If Jesus is God, why did he say the Father is greater than I? People wonder why Jesus said the Father is greater than I. If Jesus is equal to God the Father, how could the Father be greater? Some attempt to attack the Trinity with this reasoning. Jesus was not contradicting his statement in John 10:30 when he said, I and the Father are one. Jesus was talking about his position as a human being sent by the Father to be a servant. I will try to explain this simply in a way that is easy to understand. Jesus asserted that he was one with the Father and equal to the Father. In John 1, verse 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus has eternally been God. And also in John chapter 5, 17 to 18, Jesus said, My Father is still working, so I too am working. For this cause, the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus did not deny this and say, No, I'm not equal to the Father. He said in John 10:30, I and the Father are one. The Gospel of John also repeats several times that Jesus, as a human being, was dependent on and obedient to the Father. John 5:19 and 20, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he does. And then John 12:49-50, For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say all that I have spoken. I know this command leads to eternal life. So whatever I say is just what the Father told me to say. During the first century, there was a group called the Gnostics who denied that Jesus was fully man. The Apostle John and others wrote against this heresy. The Arians, on the other hand, were a heretical group who denied that Jesus was fully God. Orthodox Christian doctrine teaches that Jesus is fully God and fully man. What, then, did Jesus mean when he said, The Father is greater than I? Let's begin with the incarnation of Jesus. Jesus existed eternally with the Father. However, Philippians 2, 7, and 8 teaches that Jesus was born as a human being. When he was born as a human being, he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Jesus set aside his power, exalted position, and glory to come into this world as our Savior. He humbled himself and became obedient to death on the cross. According to Hebrews 2:9, he took a lower position as a human being in order that he might taste death for us. This is Hebrews 2:9. We do see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels for a little while, not crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. While Jesus was on earth as a human being, he was in a lower position than his Father. In that sense, the Father was greater. The Father was not subject to pain, sickness, and death. As a human being, Jesus was. The Father was greater in position and role. Jesus took a low position of weakness and dependence and the role of the sacrificial lamb to die for the sins of the world. Jesus has always existed, as it says in the first chapter of John. Jesus has always existed, as it says in John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, not anything made that was made. John also wrote in John 1:14, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus did not cease being God when he became a man. He took on a human body, yet without sin. The omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent Son of God assumed a human nature and lived as one of us. He was God and man at the same time. Jesus took a lower position as a human being, but after the resurrection, he returned to the co-equal position he had with the Father before the incarnation.